President Trump signed an executive order this morning that would allow people to band together to join cheaper, less regulated group health care plans. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, who rejected Trump's previous attempts to overhaul health care, said he was glad to be a part of this effort.
Today's a big day. President Trump is doing what I believe is the biggest free market reform of health care in a generation. This reform, if it works and goes as planned, will allow millions of people to get insurance across state lines at an inexpensive price.
Joining us now is Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Jeremy.
And this idea of allowing people to buy insurance across state lines is something Republicans have been talking about for a long time. Can you explain what exactly is happening as a result of this executive order?
Well, they tried to pass something back in 2005 that did pass the House that did not pass the Senate the following year. This essentially would allow groups of businesses to band together be able to try to buy health insurance, the theory being that the larger you are, the more negotiating power you have. The problem here is that some of what's being talked about would not be subject to some of the rules and regulations of the Affordable Care Act, thereby making this care less, it would be less coverage. So I kind of likened it to if you go to a car dealership and you can still buy a car, but, you know, there's no seatbelts or there's no side view mirrors. It's still a car, but do you really want to drive it? What it could eventually do, you know, for younger, healthier people, they may take the chance, and that could pull them in more so than the people who actually need more care, and that would thereby drive up the insurance rates in the Obamacare exchanges, where some of these older people, not even that old, but people who need, who just would use more care, they would wind up seeing their premiums go up. So it may not solve a problem that President Trump's looking to solve.
So there will be some that says this undercuts Obamacare or even is a deliberate attempt to sabotage it.
Absolutely. And this is not the first attempt to look at trying to undercut the Affordable Care Act. When you think about this, you think about, not leaving exchanges open on Sundays, for example, so people can sign up online, threatening to withhold some of those subsidies that go to insurance companies to keep costs down. You know, the other side to this, though, is that conservatives have been pushing for this kind of thing for quite some time. Now, it's not a permanent fix. It's not a solution that has the same force and power of going through Congress. And because of that, like with President Obama, going through with DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on immigration, this could wind up in the courts.
Domenico, what do you make of President Trump's tweets today about Puerto Rico? He's saying that the U.S. can't keep FEMA and first responders there forever, and that Puerto Rico's crisis was of its own making.
Yeah, the own making kind of thing is a very curious thing to say to Puerto Ricans when they were dealing with two hurricanes that savaged the island back to back within short succession. You know, a lot of people pointed to Hurricane or Superstorm Sandy and said, well, with climate change, houses that are that close to the ocean are always going to be in harm's way now. You wouldn't have had probably two hurricanes of this kind of force and magnitude, some would argue, if it were not for changing climate. Houston, for example, wouldn't have the kind of flooding it had without the kind of urban sprawl that they've gone through and sort of set up perfectly for a situation like that. But President Trump didn't go and blame people in Houston for having a situation that they had to deal with and kind of blame it on them. I think the problem here for President Trump is that this is an optics thing. This is a really bad situation. And just like with healthcare not getting passed, he tried to blame Mitch McConnell. It seems that he's trying to say, well, you're not helping yourselves with your response here. This is not my fault. I've done everything I can, rather than taking a more caring approach about how to actually help fix the problem from a federal level.
That's Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor. Domenico, thank you.
You're welcome.